We continue Bezos Hashem with Shmir Saloshan Shir number 16, and we have mentioned the Pasuk in Mishlei. Kol Asher Timsa Yod Cholasois Bechoychecha Asay. Kol Asher Timsa Yod Cholasois, whatever you can do, Asay. Whatever you can physically do, accomplish, go do it. So you'll say, I won't finish a job. You could do what you can do. And this is the Eitzah. The Chavetz Chaim is telling us how we fight against the Eitzah Hara. Just like in every field, in every aspect of this world, you have to know the difficult objections, the enemy, the opposition, how they work. And this way you'll be successful when you can avoid them. Whether it's an enemy of a battlefield, of an army, whether it's in a business, how the competition, how they are successful, whether it's in sports, how the pitcher can strike out the batter and the batter can hit the home run over the pit, whatever it might be, whether it's in business, one always has to know the other side. In this case, says the Chavetz Chaim, we have to know how the Yetzer Hara works. And the Yetzer Hara tells a person, if you can't finish it, don't get started. What are you going to accomplish? What are you going to gain? To this, Shlomo Melech told us, Kol Asher Timsa Yod Cholasa is B'choychecha Asay. Whatever you can accomplish, do. And we see Moshe Rabbeinu. He took this lesson to heart. Of course, he came before Shlomo Melech, but he understood this. And the Pasuk says by Moshe Rabbeinu, it says, Oz Yavdil, the Pasuk says in regards to the Ari Miklat, Oz Yavdil Moshe Sholish Arim. Moshe Rabbeinu separated the three Ari Miklat, even though they will not take effect, they will not be koilet, they will not protect the murderer b'shoigig, the Ratzeach b'shoigig, they will not protect him until the other three of the Ari Miklat, of the cities of refuge, will be set up on the other side of the Yarden. Nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us, you do what you can do. To this, Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, whatever I can accomplish, I'm going to do. If I can set up the first three of the Ari Miklat, even though they will not take effect, even though they will not save the Ratzeach B'Shoigeg, I'm going to do what I can do. Hashem doesn't want me to go to the other side of the Yarden. That's Hashem's calculation. I have to do what I can do. And that's how we have to approach Shmir Saloshin. Is it difficult? Yes, it's difficult. Are there a lot of details? Yes. Is the Yetzirah constantly attacking us? And the answer is yes. So what's our approach? Whatever we can do, we're going to accomplish. Every single day, we start anew. And if we fall, we get up and we fight the battle again. That's our attitude we have to have. Whatever I can accomplish, I'm going to do. I'm going to learn the halachas. I'm going to learn the mussar. And with siyat shmaya, I'm going to be successful.